I'm Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amari Razi Sheikhil. Schus Chayachav Fegabas Mechaydis Basia. So Levas Chayachana, Shinachana Bas Malka, Vashlamit Bas Ilana Esther, Makawach Bas Sariudis, Fran Ben Rosi, Lamir Ben Gloria. Bracha Bas Lavu Choma Sayyadeh, and Brius Hashlem, Moshe Depesh Nereso, Moshe Mordechai. This year we discuss a very controversial issue, and that is vaccines. I don't know if there's anything that is discussed as much today in the world as vaccines. If you Google the word vaccine, then I didn't try it, but I'm guessing you would get tens of millions of results. That's the talk of the town. Vaccine yes, vaccine no. So Ma'ayan Torah Journal, in Tishrei of Tafshin Pei, which was 2 years ago, right before Corona started to spread, not so long before, a few months before Corona started to spread, it was around February, March, it's coming up pretty soon to the two-year mark. This is a few months ago, so a few months before it spread, started spreading around the world, but then they didn't have a vaccine b'chlal. But now that's the big debate today. Do we force vaccines on people? The question is, A, should you take the vaccine? And B, is it permitted to force people to take the vaccine? And of course, it's a very heated debate. Oh my gosh. So in the Amayan Torah Journal, as I mentioned, Tishrei Tavshin Pei, there's an article by Rabbi Dr. Yisrael Katz. I'm assuming that the doctor is what we called when we were kids, a real doctor, not a doctor of American history, and not a doctor of mathematics or of English literature, but a doctor of medicine, I'm assuming. Anyway, that's not the ikkar here. The ikkar is the question of the chisunim. So he discusses the question. We will hopefully in the end come up with our conclusion, which is lo lahalacha v'lo lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa is for Rabbanim, not for me. Any event, he writes here that in the spring of Tavshin Ayin Ches of 2018, there was a spread of the measles in a yeshuv in the Shomron. And the Misrad HaBriyut, the Ministry of Health here in the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael, threatened to forcibly vaccinate the children. This is actually, he has a link here to an article that says, בעקבות התפרצות חצבת, משרד הבריאות מאיים לחסן בכפייה את תושבי איתמר. איתמר זה יישוב in the Shomron. I wouldn't mess with those people from Itamar. I'm guessing some of them are, you know, they're natural health people, and they're בכלל natural health people don't go for vaccines ever. So that's not a good idea to start up with them. In any event, הרופא שפנה לתושבים עניין זה נסמך על פקודת בריאות העם משנת תפשין, שדברו נותנת לו סמכות זו, מפני שמחלת החצבת היא מחלה זיהומית מדבקת מאוד, ובאחוז קטן מהמקרים סיבוכי המחלה עלולים להיות קשים ואף לסכן חיים. It's dangerous, and he said, I have the right. Since it's such a dangerous, such a contagious disease, I have the right to force you. We already have a law like that from 1940. I mean, Ramesh in 1940, there was no... There's no Medina Israel, but I guess that was already, it was in place from the Brits. So there's a tremendous amount of discussion in the postgame about forcing medical treatment at all. Discussed by, there's an article in Truman in the 25th volume by Rabbi Naftali Bar Ilan and Dr. Yechiel Bar Ilan, I think, I'm assuming they're brothers. In the 25th volume of Truman, from page 22. And of course, Dr. Steinberg, the great, now the editor-in-chief of the Talmudic Encyclopedia, but he wrote already an encyclopedia of medicine and halacha, an incredible, just not normal that one person should be able to write such a thing. He's just out of this world. And he works full-time in the hospital, sees patients, and he has a life, he has a family and everything. My wife grew up with his daughter, so he's a regular family man with children, grandchildren. But he put out a whole encyclopedia, multi-volume encyclopedia, I think like 7 volumes, all by himself, with tens of thousands of makoros from medical literature and halachic literature, Tanakh, Shas, Drashim, Shonim, Achronim, Poskim, Shutim, Mashu lo yu'uman ki yesupar, Mamash. In any event, so he also talks about it. He also has a lot of Maram Komas there. So let's just start from the beginning. Is there a mitzvah to go to a doctor? Rambam, Dr. Rambam, Dr. Maimonides, writes, Chayav Rofim in Adin L'Rapetz Chol Yisroel V'Aryeh B'Chal Ha'om M'Feresh HaKosev HaShivos Olo L'Rapetz HaVedas Gufo. Yes. It's like there's a mitzvah of HaVedas. When a person loses an object, you have to return it to him. When a person losing his body also, you have to save him. There's no kfiyah here. Can't force him. But if somebody comes to a doctor, he has to heal him. But Ramban, famously in his Perush al Torah, says, no. Have bitachon b'Hashem, v'akal ki, Dr. Ramban, v'akal ki b'yos Yisrael shlem v'meim rabin lo yisnag inyonam b'teva klal. When the Jews are perfect, there's no nature. Lo begufa, not in their body, lo ba'artzim, not in their land, lo bechlalam, not in general, lo b'yachid me'am, not an individual. Ki yavarech Hashem lachmam u'meimam, God blesses their bread and their water. V'yasir machlam mikirbam, he removes illness. And they don't need doctors. Ani Hashem Rofecha. You know your doctor is? Dr. God. That's your doctor. God's a Malamit. Hamalamit Teiralam Yisrael. He's also a doctor. He's everything. Go to Hashem. He's a doctor. You have a problem? Go to Hashem. Chayim Tzadikim Osim Zmanavu. Kigam Kikrim Avon. Shechel Eidu Shabrof from Rabbi Nevim. You have a problem? Get sick? Tzadikim Zmanavu. Don't go to the doctors. Go to the Nevim. On the other hand, the self-same Ramban, in his Sefer Torah Sa'odom, that was in Ramban Perush al Torah Chav Yud Aleph. Ramban in his Perush Torah Sa'odom, his book, published by the Mosad Rav Kook, Tav Shin Chav Dal, Charis Sekayin and Michush, page 42, writes, Aval Hay Reshut Reshut the mitzvah of rabbis. Oh, B'chavi Koch Nefesh. Kesam Achin Lo Sa'ab Yibikim. Here the Rambam says, that it is a mitzvah to be a rabbi, and it's copied by the Shulchan Aruch, the Halacha, so what's Pshat in the Ramban? Steer in the Ramban. Yes, doctors, no doctors. Waldenberg in the Tzitz Eliezer. Chelek Ramat Rachel Siman Chaf says, and that's the Rambam was talking about Nevuah, Bizman and Nevuah. The Rambam writes explicitly that the Tzaddikim, Bizman and Nevuah, wouldn't go to the doctor, they'd go to the Navi. The Ramban also says, B'yos Yisrael shleimim, when we're shleim, excuse me, no offense. Are we shleim or are we not shleim? I'm not so sure we're shleimim now. So in general, the Ramban would say to go to doctors, just not unless we're shleimim. Rabbi Goren, in the Sefer Torah HaRefuah, HaShimush B'Trufot U'Berofim Mitzvah Reshut, Rav Goren has interesting articles. He is in the Haredi world persona non grata. They call him, if they want to be polite, they call him Shlomo Goren. If they want to be not polite, they call him Goren. Or they just say his Rosh HaTevis or something like that. So they were upset about the Psak Lagabe, the Mamzerim, the brother and sister, Langer, which we discussed, and also the American lady who came to Zaidman, Helen Zaidman, who came to Eretz Yisrael, converted here while being married to a Kohen. A Goya married to a Kohen converted. Anyway, so he converted her. He held the conversion as kosher. Anyways, they're not so happy with him. But I'm not here to judge. I'm sure, Hinli Safek, wherever he is, he's in a good place. Because he's in the Shamagat HaTikun, even if he was wrong in his Pesachim. Also don't like Stipler, and the book on the Stipler is very critical of his Heterim for Agunas during the Mulchama. After the Muhammad, In any event, Rav Goren savar that we have to be mechalek between the metupal and the rofe. The metupal should, the patient should have bitachon in Hashem. The doctor should heal. And according to this, Rav Goren concluded that you should not force medical treatment on a young man who is sick with cancer, who's going to die without a tipul, because he's allowed to choose that. The doctor is obligated to heal him, but he can say, no, I don't want it. Rabbi Shilat writes very interesting svar. Rabbi Shilat has a sefer refuah v'halacha v'kavanot ha-Torah. So he suggests that the Ramban in his Perush al Torah was talking about a matzah where there's not immediate sakana, just a regular machla. But if it's sakana sefashis, the Ramban would say to go to a doctor. But again, we don't have a source that you can force medical treatment. Another pasuk, v'samar al dam reyecha, you have to see your savior friend when he's in danger. So the central source that people bring is Rabbi Yaakov Emden. When he discusses forcing medical treatment, he says, "Kishel rofe yidav vadeit v'asek b'trufa gemura v'duka v'adai l'olam kofim l'cholei mesarev makom sakana b'chol inyan v'ofen shenadna torah l'rofe l'rapoto k'on l'chtoch b'sar chai shebemakah u'l'archiv pia u'l'afis mursa l'achvo shever v'fim t'lat ever l'atakein lo asplanit v'retia v'lenot m'enu mazor l'chabura u'l'ashkato mashkin mezim." When a rofe has the idea of adais, he's also like b'trufa gemura v'duka. So you can force anything. Give him healthy food, give him a shot, give him this, give him that, do what you gotta do. Amputate, do what you gotta do. Save his life. And don't listen to him, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Ve'ein mashgichin bo im o'eno rotze b'yisurim. U'bocher mavet mechayim. No. He says, I want to die. Sorry, not our choice. Not our body. However, it's important to note that Rabbi Yaakov Emden is mechayev tipul refui only when it's baduk vadai. It's going to be 100%. And lo samar adam reyecha is where there's a sakana brura miyadit. So it needs to be a clear, immediate danger. There has to be a definite, according to Yaakov Emden, healing. Rabbi Dr. Mordechai Halperin also has a whole sefer on him. Also an amazing. Just amazing that Jewish people are blessed with such incredible people. People who are so knowledgeable in Torah, people who are so knowledgeable in science and medicine, and so frum and such Yerushimayim. And they really enrich us with their knowledge. You know, take a guy like me. I went to the Marsha Stern Medical Academy, and I didn't learn so much, unfortunately. Not that they didn't teach, just didn't pay so much attention. So we had biology, and there was chemistry, and there was physics. But how much do I know? Nothing, or next to nothing. I would say nothing. But Baruch Hashem, we have a great people who are experts in both Torah and science, and that we can draw from their vast wellsprings of knowledge. So anyway, back to our topic over here. Rabbi Dr. Halperin Meir al kach, that this din comes from the din of a Shabbos Aveda. You don't have to return an object when the owner says, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. So, you don't have to give it back to him. So two guys says, I don't want you to save my life. He says, you have to save it. This was published in the Asya Journal, Samachet Samach Vav. This article by Dr. Halperin. Rabbi Shilat says, but if he says, I don't want it, I don't want it. So, we have no clear source about being kofet, about enforcing one to receive medical treatment, except for Yaakov Emden, who's not, not the only posek, and he's an acharon, so it's not necessarily going to obligate us. We don't have a source in Chazal, and Torah, and Gemara. Rishonim. There's a mitzvah. The Rambam says to save someone's life if you can. We do have a makor from Rav Yaakov and the Nakal Panim. If it's definitely in danger immediately and you know that the refuah is going to help, then you're allowed to force it on it. You just have to take into account that a lot of times there are side effects and it causes a lot of pain. Like Rav Moshe and others say that the pain himself hastens a person's death. That also has to be taken into account. Akopan the Rambam, in a number of places, talks about how you have to be careful about your health. And in Hilchos Maseches Shmiras HaNefesh, he says, don't create situations where there's going to be danger for people. You have to put up a makkah. Don't drink exposed drinks that a snake might have injected as poison. Don't pass by a shaky wall. Be careful with knives. And as I see little kids holding knives, gives me the jeebie weebies. Can't take it. You have to be careful. Rambam says you're not careful. Makanos and makas mardis. In Uchaz Deis, in the fourth parak, the Rambam mifaret et hanagat abriyut aruya ladam kol chayav. Huil v'havayat aguf bari v'shalem idarkei Hashem. Shriyev shal shiavin o yedav uchole. Hey, you can only serve God if you're healthy. Therefore, you have to stay away from things that destroy your body. And you have to act in ways that are enhance your health. So in Hilchos Rotzeach, the Rambam says, stay away from dangerous situations. In Hilchos Deis, obviously you have to do things to remain healthy. And this Rambam was copied in the Shulchan Aruch, Hoshim Mishpat, Tav Chav Zayin, Sif Ches and Tes. There are other makaros. Some say, v'nishmar atim od l'nafshu seichem. Ein b'nishm savram. Dr. Avram Sof Avram. Another gift to our generation. Doctor, professor, rabbi, who has a numerous multi-volume set of Sfarim on Halacha. But again, nothing against Dr. Avram, his Sfarim are amazing, but Rabbi Dr. Steinberg, his encyclopedia is just wow. When I was in yeshiva many years ago, I was a young man. When I was young and foolish, I'm no longer young. In any event, I used to love to just read it so clear, write it so clear that anybody can understand. The halachic part, the medical part, the historical part, the ethical, he writes about ethical dilemmas. Sources of Kabbalah, sources, you want to look it up, you look it up, so clear, wow. So orderly, so organized. That's why they made him the chief and editor-in-chief of the Encyclopedia Talmudit, even though he's not a Rav or anything. I mean, he assumed a smicha, but not a practicing Rav or Dayan or Shishiva, just his clarity, his organization, so they make him the editor. That's what Encyclopedia Talmudit is supposed to be. So they have a staff of massive Talmid Chachamim, and he oversees it. In any event, so some say it's Medin v'nishmartim ol l'nafshu seichem, brought by the Nishmas Avram, by Dr. Avram Sof Avram, the great, who was a Talmid of Shom Zalman, quotes a lot of Shom Zalman in his farm. He brings the name of the Chavetz Chaim, the name of the Bergola. That's a quote source so many people quote. V'nishmartim ol l'nafshu seichem, see Gemara and Brachas. Take care of your health, take care of your body. So again, we don't have a source to force somebody to take care of their body. Are you going to see somebody smoking? Are you allowed to take his cigarettes and destroy them? I'm not so sure. Unless you want to say, oh, kaifen al mitzvah esse. You can force somebody to do a mitzvah esse. It's a mitzvah esse. When shmart them, it's a mitzvah esse of alachta bedrachov, of being able to serve God. I'm saying it's the mitzvah esse that encompasses all the mitzvah esse. Can't do any mitzvah if you're not healthy enough. But we don't find that. We don't find that you can destroy somebody's cigarettes or go into their kitchen and get rid of all the Coke and all the sugar cereals and all the unhealthy snacks and chocolate bars and cakes and cookies. And we don't find that. Yeah, they make a kiddush and shul, go before and you see all the kugel and all the chillant and all the healthy foods that we choose to serve each other. And you say, no, it's not good for you. And you only leave one little plate that has little slices of apples and oranges on it. And the rest of you throw in the garbage. We don't find that. We don't find that. You're a lot of force. Rav Shaul Yisraeli, it's a well-known Rosh Yeshiva in Merkez Harav, and a Dayan, and a Posek, one of the manhigim of the Tzionut HaDatit. See, here's an article, Kfiya Datit Ba'alacha. And he discusses, are you allowed to force people, Bizmanenu, there's also an article by Professor Shochatman, Eliav Shochatman, is a rabbi, a very firm professor of law. He has an article on Machanaim, Chakikat Datit B'chevra Chilonit. And he's written a number of very, very good svar, Dr. Shochatman. Any event, so he discusses it, other people discuss a big topic, kfiyah b'mitzvahs. So Rabbi Israeli in his maskana, Rabbi Israeli is a marich, he has a lot to say, and he says it. In any event, so his machalik writes as follows. V'das ha-tois ha-mitzvah shebekum ba'aseh yeshnan chovat kfiyah b'ed din smuchim rak hem o habaim mikocham. According to Tosfos, if it's a kumva asay, it's only the Beis Din or those who are their messengers, not a yachid. And if a person was forced and he's mekayim the mitzvah, it's not considered a kiyum mitzvah. It doesn't have kavanah. And as far as the surim goes, afrushim eisur, even a yachid is allowed. There's a famous tshuva of Sternbach. You're allowed to destroy your parents' television, right? That's a good question. By the way, there's also an Erech on this in the Talmudic Encyclopedia, Erech Kfiyah LaMitzvot, the 32nd volume, from page 11 and on. Now, Baruch Hashem, the last few years, they've been coming out with a lot of new Talmudic Encyclopedias. So you have a amount of Makoros there. It's incredible. Talmudic Encyclopedia, what a gift to the world. Thank you, Rabbi Zevin. Thank you, all those who worked for and with him. In any event, so you can look there as well. But there, here, we're going Gor B'Kitzer. Plus, I don't have his Chatayini Maskiriyom. I don't have the 32nd volume of the Talmudic Encyclopedia. When I bought the encyclopedia, there were only like 24, 20, 22, 23 volumes, years and years and years ago. So I don't have the 32nd volume at home, and I also don't have another computer. So I can't even look inside right now. Akoponim, as far as the Frisha Meisura, so Sternbach has a tshuva there. So he said, it's totally in a machlokes between the Ktzais and the Nesiv. This is a Yachid. Is a Yachid allowed to do Kfiyah LaMitzvahs? In any event, so he concludes here, Rabbi Israeli, that afusha meisur, separate one from iser, it's a mutter for a yachid, lakoso, even to hit the person. Lefi nesivus mishanir shagam choy v'yeshna, it's even an obligation according to nesivus, for a yachid to be mafresh meisur. But that's all if it's going to be permanent. But not if it's only going to be for a few minutes. You know, you break the guy's, you say, guys, his mommy, she comes back from Israel, from Shanabet, and he says his parents, no more TV, and he takes a hammer and he smashes it. So they can go to buy another TV and kick him out of the house. So what have you gained? Parents have another TV, and you know, you don't have a place to live. So anyway, don't do it. Mever, or ask a Rav before, I don't think he'll tell you to do it. Mever, you saw the Shitat HaRam, Ladat HaRambam, Mat HaRam Usegit, Bekfiyah Rak Lachar Shomer Rotsani, Veitzel Mishav Dar Chal Shomer Mitzvot, Olam Gabei Chasrei Amunai Chovat Kfiyah, Memeil En Ram Rishut Kfiyah. So he says, according to the Rambam, the guy has to say Rotsani. There's no Rotsani, it's not going to count. It's not from people. It's not going to help. And the whole din of Makanat Shalach Tetzei Nafsho is when he's going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But if by hitting him he's not going to be do the Mitzvah, we're not even allowed to touch him. And that also applies to Kfiyah B'Beis Din. And a Yachad isn't even allowed to use Makas. It's only the Beis Din that's Makas. So B'Zman HaZeh, it's not happening. Mitzvah Seseh is only Beis Din. Hafreshim Eisura. Only if the person's actually going to be mekayim the mitzvah, but if you're forcing the person, he needs to say rotsani, and he's not going to say rotsani, and he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, and a lot of times he won't even listen to you even after you force him, and anyway, it's going to make them hate religion. Not a good idea. Moshe Feinstein says that if there's a sakana in medical treatment, even if it's less than the sakana of the illness, you can't force it. He says if there's less of a danger in the treatment than there is in the illness, but the treatment is also a smaller danger, there is danger in the treatment, you can't force it. There he's talking about giving a nourishment, forcing him to go on the IV or whatever, sick person. And he writes, to force him to eat, you can't do it. Talk to him nicely, but don't force him. And even if all the doctors, says Rav Moshe, agree that he has to do this refuah, don't force him. Shim yitba'et, if shoshiz kuv gami tov, and you force him, it's also going to cause damage. This is, you can look in the Ikras Moshe, Choshim Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simanamayim Gimelayim Dalit. Now we get to our question that we started with, and that is, chisun. And you force somebody to do a chisun. So what the Dr. Katz over here says is that there's a little bit of an arichus, but the bottom line is, yes, you can. Why? Because he's a mazik. He's mazik the rabbim. A person's walking around with a contagious illness. He's mazik the rabbim. And therefore, he's talking about this measles vaccine. So you can force it, because otherwise a person's he's gonna go outside, he's gonna get other people sick, he's a roideif. So that's his conclusion. However, I would like to add, lanius daiti, obviously, this is not from me to paskin. I don't think it's from me to paskin, but certainly not questions of life and death. For that we have Gedolei Olam, Baruch Hashem, who are alive and well, they can answer your question, this question. But based on Rav Moshe, the answer is absolutely not. You cannot force the Corona vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine. You can't force it. Why not? Because Lekulei Alma, there's a danger in that as well. So the anti-vaxxers say that the danger is greater in the vaccine than it is in Corona. That's their claim. There's a Rav in Beitar, Chassidish Rebbe. He says he spent thousands of hours researching this topic. Thousands! And his conclusion is that absolutely the vaccine, there's a lot of fake news. That's what he even called it himself. This rabbi, I've never met him. I just emailed him and he sent me, I think it was him, sent me the kuntras he wrote, 111 pages, both from a medical and halachic standpoint. So he writes a lot, fake. In modern Hebrew, they say fake news. So Donald Trump's fake news, I think he made it famous. It's mamish, even Hasidic Sherebis are talking like that now in Beitar. So he's a fascinating countries. And he researched it thoroughly. And his conclusion is, and I'm not saying I agree with his conclusion, because I really don't know. I just don't know. But that the vaccine does a lot more damage than Corona does. And there's a lot of people who are lying. And he quotes Dr. Robert Malone, who's one of the biggest vaccine people in the world. And Dr. Malone says that that the Corona vaccine is dangerous. So I'm not going there. I'm not saying if he's true, if he's right, then it's pashut that it's also to take the vaccine. And there are other people who say that as well. You know, one Rav who's interesting, he's a mechutin with Rav Nosson Svi Finkel, of all people. You see this guy, he has a doctorate, and he used to be in the Technion, like a real scientist. And he's got a beard, a long beard, payas, he looks like a Rosh Yeshiva. And his son is Taka, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva, the Brachfeld. And the Mir has a branch in Kiryat Sefer. So his son, Rav Noam Alon, is the Rosh Yeshiva. And his name is Dr. Yoav Alon. And he puts a lot of videos up online. And each video is basically saying, you know, from what I've heard, I haven't heard so much of them. But from what I've heard and from what I see, it's basically don't take the vaccine. Don't take the vaccine. The vaccine is dangerous. So putting aside his opinion, let's say Dr. Alon is wrong. This Chassidish Rebbe, and after all their research, they concluded that it does a lot more harm than good. And any Rebbe who tells you otherwise just hasn't researched it thoroughly as much as they have. That's their claim. However, even according to those who are in favor of the vaccine, and they say you should take the vaccine, they still agree that it does harm sometimes. There are side effects, and it does do damage. And people have died from it. People have had serious damage done. You have it, you know. Also, you have today the internet. People will tell you. You have stories going around. This person says, this happened to me, this happened to me, this happened to me. So Rav Moshe says that if the medicine also has a downside to it, it's also going to cause harm. You can't force it. And Lekulei Alma, nobody says that the vaccine never causes harm. They just say that the benefit is greater. So if somebody wants to take it because they think the benefit is greater, that's fine. But to force somebody, when this person swears to you that it's going to do more harm than good, and there are a lot of, you know, big people, and there's a famous proclamation signed by thousands and thousands of doctors, I think called the Barrington Declaration or something, that went against the mainstream medical establishment when it comes to corona. I don't know if it was as far as the vaccines are concerned, certainly the lockdowns, against the lockdowns. So I would say that according to that tshuva of Rav Moshe, that it does more harm than good, that if it does harm, then you're not allowed to force it. And certainly if you follow those people who say they've done the research and they found out that it's worse, even though, I'll be honest with you, it's just hard for me to believe. But if that's true, and of course the claim is that, you know, the vaccine companies, they just want to make money, and it's not honest, and v'chule, 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 v'chule. So I don't, again, I don't know. I really don't know, because I don't know if anybody knows for sure. You know, I assume some people know for sure. But the claim is that only a minute fraction of the harm done by the vaccine is actually reported. We only get reports of the people killed by corona, but not all the people hurt by the vaccine. Therefore, the reports we have, whatever, how many thousands of documented cases there are, there's many, many, many millions more undocumented. So I really don't know. I can't say, obviously. So therefore, I'm just throwing it out there for all the Talmidei Chachamim, Yikirai, like Rabbi Yitzchak Silverstein likes to call those who listen to Shiurim, Yikirai, my dears, my friends, my beloved friends. So this is Lahagdil Torah Lahadira, and for Psak Halacha, of course, I never for a moment want to take anyone's life into my hands. I'm not a Lo Higati L'Midah Zot, and I never will in this lifetime, maybe in another lifetime. So please consult with your Rav. And as far as I'm concerned, I just wanted to present some of the interesting material on this topic and give a bracha to all of us that we should stay healthy and we should be Zocha Lilmoid Ulelamed Lishmor V'Lasois L'Kayem Et Kol Divrei Talmud Torato Be'ahava Ubibriut. Shalom, shalom, Ahavai Adam Rav Avraham.